Blog Talk Radio.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wiehunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wiehunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wiehunt the Barbarian.
America, you have reached the Von Wiehunt Show, our epic episode 157. The Barbarian is here, General Von Wiehunt, at your service, America. We broadcast from the Valhalla Studios, deep in the mountains of Arizona, and we welcome you all to the show tonight. This is epic episode 157. It's our show theme, Prepare for Everything, Patriot. The star date of June 1st, 2023. We're so glad everyone's here tonight. And don't forget, next Tuesday night is our once-a-month special show, The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy. My God, you've been watching the news lately, what's going on? Biden's trying to get us into a war with Ukraine and Russia constantly. Unreal. Just unreal. Well, it is the first day of June of 2023. Now, June is an action-packed month. A lot of things go down in the month of June. But we have a lot of new listeners out there that have joined the show. This is a pirate radio show. It's aired every Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. for a two-plus-hour broadcast from my underground mountain stronghold deep in the mountains of Arizona. We broadcast clandestinely from my secret underground lair. I'm your dramatic warlord of the airwaves. This is cold radio like no other. The torch has been passed. The gauntlet has been thrown down. You have been warned to enter the radio octagon. And you will stand and deliver the goods when called upon. Now, we normally have a VIP guest every so often. We have many lined up, but a few could not make it tonight. We're also going to have the European housewife come on soon from the island of Cyprus. So that might be next week if we're lucky, if we're so lucky. Can't wait to hear about her stories and field reports from that island nation. Well, there's more and more cultural enrichment in America. There's more of the mongrel hordes from the third world pour over our borders. Stay heavily armed, mein Kameraden. This is far, far from over. Damn them all. America cannot absorb the world or all of Latin America or all of the third world. It's sheer madness, insanity. Well, I try to be, as best as I can, a man of God, though I am not a man of the cloth, if you know what I mean. We all have our vices. But I will say this. In Revelation 3:15, Jesus said he wishes you were either cold or hot, the good book says. Think about it. He says, don't be lukewarm. Take a side in everything going on. Be it with the pride nonsense all month, or critical race theory, or more importantly, maybe your faith. This is a battle, and your faith going forward cannot be, quote, lukewarm. Revelation 3:15, I know your works. You are neither cold nor hot. I wish that you were either cold or hot. So because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spit you out of my mouth. Revelations. God's asking you to take a side. Have you made your decision for Christ? Well, last week that was a great quote from Glenn Ross, on our business show. Can't wait to do the next Basher show, the first Tuesday of every month, this coming Tuesday. First Tuesday of the month. 12 shows a year, and that show is growing exponentially. People want more and more of that show. So we're working on it. Now, the federal government, I should say that the Democrat Biden government, will mandate and order you into multiculturalism, diversity, equity, and inclusion at bayonet point, as past presidents have in America with a K. That's their favorite kind of slogan. This is such a wonderful program that they need to bring in troops with rifles. They hate you, and it shows. And they have to pass laws so you don't hate them back. For if you do, they will then call it the SWAT team, since you are now a domestic terrorist. You see now how all this works against you, America. Multiculturalism, diversity, equity, and inclusion equals anti-white, communist, political agenda in America. Make no mistake about it. The invasion of Europa, all military-age males, poor migrants who just want a better chance at life, right? Well, you look at all these videos, all these Twitter films, shorts, these guys coming in. Where are all the women and children and the huddled masses yearning to be free, huh? Nowhere to be found. They're all fit third world military age males yet again. They're getting ready, guys. They're getting other people in place. As we talked about on past shows, it's pre-placement of military assets. Meanwhile, we have more and more military-aged men pouring into our country as well as Europe. This will probably explode at some point. And personally, I can't wait. Build back better, America. Right? That stupid Democrat phrase, build back better, while our economy is imploding from within. Well, the invasion of Europa and America by the third world mongrel hordes is sponsored by the corrupt United Nations, as well as many communist immigration groups that front as nice organizations. It's coming to America in droves. I think we're going to need the firepower, folks. God forbid. So stay heavily armed out there, as I know that you are. the Canadian Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, the communist pig, says that the American pushback against the woke gay agenda is, quote, scary. Well, no one cares if Trudeau likes it or not. America will do what it damn well wants to do. We don't take our marching orders from Canada, of all places. This past week, three Marines, Semperfi, were beaten up and stomped on at San Clemente Beach in California after confronting 30 to 40 feral teenagers for asking them to tone it down since they were unruly at a California beach. The Marines told the group they were out of control. Then they attacked them. Sounds to me like the whole damn Marine company needs to go down there and exact their pound of flesh. Vengeance is mine in this world. You're damn right. Have you heard about Target or Target to our listeners in San Francisco and elsewhere in California, losing billions of dollars in sales from their woke agenda? See, America, as I said before, you know, it's always brave and courageous for Democrats and leftists and Marxists to boycott any American company or corporation. But when you do it, very effectively, I may add, you are called an economic terrorist by the left and by the leftist media. The Lügenpresse, big, big double standard. It's amazing what's going on. It's a war going on in this country and all over the world. And just beginning, by the way. The economic situation is not sustainable. We talked about that a lot on the last show, and on every show, we always bring up personal pocketbook issues in national economics, as well as geopolitics. There will be a crash at some point. God forbid, again, I always say kick the can down the road. Let's get 20 more or 30 more years of fiat currency before it crashes. Because by then we won't care, maybe. I always say spend the money, too, while you still can. Buy your gear now while you still can. But there will be a crash sooner rather than later. His debt load will help facilitate it in spades. Now, did you know America, in our Did You Know series, that most American households right now have a minimum of 10 to 15 grand in credit card debt? Many American households have far, far more. And most cards now charge 25 to 30% interest. The days of cheap credit are over, and it's about to hit a lot of people really, really hard as the economy slows down. We see layoffs. Remember what, you've heard this before, this phrase. My dad always said this too. Remember this phrase. When your neighbor is out of a job, it's a recession. When you're out of a job, it's a depression. Try not to carry any credit card debt. And if you can get that monkey off your back, the sooner, the better. Get out from under it ASAP. Because life is amazing and good when you don't have to pay the damn banksters each and every month. This is our D-Day show tonight, pre-D-Day, which you all know is the real D-Day in World War II, is on June 6th, 1944. Coming up here in a few days. Have you been watching the FDR series on the History, on the channel there? History Channel is great for some good World War II shows and films. It's not entirely accurate or perfect, but the graphics have been great on that FDR show. And I am not a fan of FDR, by the way. Big Democrat commie. But I do like the World War II segments where they show D-Day and the Allies fighting the Germans and the Americans primarily fighting the Japanese in the Pacific Theater of War. Well, I hate to say it, but the United States had many brave and gallant military men during World War II. Rightfully so. But they were also sold the big lie that they were fighting to, quote, preserve America, our culture, keyword, and the Western way of life. Ideals damn well worth fighting for. I should know, my uncles fought in World War II. But wow, what a historical supreme tragedy when you look at America and the West today. The UK is invaded by the Third World, so is Europa. They would have fared much better under Hitler. Look at America. We didn't preserve a damn thing. Conservatives didn't conserve a damn thing. They let it all go. They pissed it all away. Our posterity, our wealth, and they're allowing the UN and the globalists, commie scum, to dictate to America how we're going to live and who's going to come over here and who's going to replace you. A Roman or Greek theater, only played out in real life, in real time, with a secret society, blood ritual sacrifice to top it all off. And that was World War II, which really was a continuation of World War I, the 20-year armistice, so both sides could rearm again and do it again. That's when the gauntlet fell down, back in the 20s, 30s, and 40s. I was there. I should know. I remember it well, the past life. The ghost of our past, the ghost of World War II, a lot of what we're dealing with today started and really came about and emanated from that point in time in history. It was a very pivotal moment in world history. We are a world at war. That's pretty obvious in our world today. A lot of things go down in the month of June. as I have noticed the special significance of June 22nd, 1941. That was the day the Nazis launched Operation Barbarossa, the all-out surprise invasion of the Soviet Union that was backed by America, don't you forget. We sent Russia tens of thousands of Studebaker trucks, 14 million shoes for their winter, for their troops. Did you not know this? I will tell you, I have researched it. America sent 14 million boots for Stalin's army. I told you they were shoeless peasant serfs that would have been mowed down by the Waffen-SS and the Wehrmacht. America sent Stalin 500,000 trucks, millions of rifles, millions of rounds of ammunition, artillery pieces. Stalin's Russia was just full of peasants with pitchforks, Bolshevik style. But America created a monster. And then we wonder why today we have problems with Putin, the crazy Ivan, the 50-year Cold War with Soviet Russia. We created that. America did. We create a lot of our own problems, giving money away to people who don't deserve it. And why did America side with communism anyway? Unbelievable. Well, China's out there too, another communist rogue nation. Now, China is the country to watch. Not to admire, but to watch them. Just to watch them like a lion, as I am on the safari watching China. I watch all their moves. I sit in the shade, just gaze upon them, and watch them run around and do their thing. I never move from the shade. I'm always watching them on a safari. You ever see a big cat in those African newsreels, those safari shows on TV? The lion will just sit there and watch 1,000 gazelles come up to the water well. Just watch them drink. No big deal. Until one strikes his fancy. And then he'll pounce on that thing and eat it and tear out the shreds. It's a just death for the gazelle and a quick one and a humane one in the natural law of the jungle. Now, China's called for all their people to stand up against America and the West. They've been doing pre-placement of military assets on American soil. It's all a test run, in my view, for the main event. Many folks have told me over in China, businessmen tell me that anyone right now that wants to come to America from China, within reason, gets a visa. They want to get their people into America as fast as they can. Get their people in position. When it comes to Russia and this Ukraine thing, this is going to get real hot, even hotter, and uber hot in the weeks ahead this summer. As our heat grows and expands here in Arizona, as we get into more and more of the triple digits in late June, July, and August, that war is going to heat up too. Watch for indications that Russia is relocating its people to public shelters. We know, at least in Russia, they care enough about their people to plan for the worst possible scenario. It's not because they're morbid, because they have many memories of wars over there. In America, we don't even have that. Think about that. We have no public shelters in this country. Only our elites have bunkers and shelters, or people who can afford them. But for the masses in America, you're screwed. When the bombs come, we have nowhere to go. But not so in Russia. Russia will protect many of their people. God forbid that day ever comes. Well, we want to thank Care Overlord last week as our VIP guest in regards to the January 6th prisoner, Jake Lang. We will get them both back on the air one of these days to talk about it again. Did you ever think America would have political prisoners in Washington, D.C.? Really? Locked up? A few years now, plus? Well, woe unto them that call evil good and good evil. Isaiah 5:20. And truth sounds like hate to those who hate the truth. They are trying to demoralize you and me, all of us. I've told you this before. Don't let the turkeys get you down out there. You got government idiots running amok, all kinds of alphabet agencies, got corporate America running amok. They've given promotions to people in middle management who don't even deserve it, who can't manage their way out of a paper bag. They are trying to demoralize us in all kinds of ways. They should be more careful what they wish for, in my book. This past week, a Chinese fighter plane engaged in aggressive maneuvers to intercept a U.S. spy plane over the South China Sea. I saw the video. It's getting dangerous out there. Well, let's talk about this Ukraine war tonight a little bit. I've been doing lots of thinking about that, and I've war-gamed it many ways from here to Sunday, from here to China, if you will. The United States is doing everything it can, in my book, to get Russia to start a war with us. I hate to say it, but it's true. The American government under Biden and the Democratic Party are trying to provoke Russia to do something stupid so the war can begin in earnest. They'll have a prime reason to attack the Soviet Russian Federation. So the fall of our economy, which is already imploding, can then be blamed on Russia. Mighty Russia, right? We have a debt ceiling agreement. Well, sort of. That's kind of like a Band-Aid to our economic problems. With $32 trillion in debt, like I told the Gladiator, who the hell cares about a debt ceiling now? It's just a joke. Smoke and mirrors, window dressing. Doesn't matter. Really doesn't matter. We're so far beyond the pale. That debt will never get paid back. But if the Democrats can successfully push Russia into a war with the United States, it will solve a lot of their problems. Now, they don't care about me and you dying. They don't care. They've already been promised they've got their dumbs. They've got their bunkers. They're okay. But Russia has shown incredible restraint and shrewdness, in my book, by not taking the bait of the West and NATO. I never thought I would say that, but I'm saying that. If you look at this war map and you look at what we're doing by giving drones and now F-16s to Ukraine, they now have invaded Russia tonight. There's fierce fighting going on inside the Russian Federation in some border towns tonight. They say it's heavy, heavy resistance by the Russian people. War is hell on both sides. I was not for this war to begin with. Make that very clear. But at any rate, it seems as though this may be the beginning of, could be the last 3 to 5 years of life on this planet. You know, it sounds kind of dark and gloomy. We've avoided these things before. and I pray and hope that we can again. If we have globalists and people that are hell-bent on provoking Russia, if everything goes down, our country will end, just so you know. I don't wish that to happen. Our group is a law-abiding crowd. We do not wish for bad things to happen to good people inside of our nation. I want our nation heavily protected and safe, very safe. But we're not going to be safe if Biden and the Democrats are successful in provoking Russia. Right now we have all the luxuries that life can afford that our first American pioneers never had, never could dream of. All that can be gone in a microsecond. Now, I will tell you very soberly that one thing about Russia I've noticed is that when they say something, not always, but 90% of the time, put it that way, you can normally take it to the bank. And when they act decisively. We all know their military is in shambles. We all know that there was a lot of bluster. One thing I also know is when the West talks, they're full of BS. Hate to say it, it's true. A lot of the NATO leaders, a lot of the American and Western allies across the pond are full of it. They love to provoke war, but when war comes, they get their asses kicked a lot, and a lot lately. Hitler kicked their asses until he got surrounded by 50 nations. But I will give the Germans credit. They held on for 6 years. How many nations do you know that can hold on for 6 years when the whole world's trying to encroach upon you? Pretty amazing feat, I will say. Just in brute, realistic history, war games 101. Now, Putin has said that he will bury the United Kingdom in the sea if they keep this up and if they attack Moscow. I hear all kinds of weird stories of NATO planners wanting to bomb Moscow like it's Baghdad. Well, I'm not saying they couldn't bomb it. They have the capability, but is it wise to bomb it? And why would you want to bomb it? We should go for peace in the world, not war. But if they bomb Moscow, which I think they're going to do at some point. They've already sent over drones, a flurry of drones a few days ago, which it did attack Moscow, bombed a few apartment buildings, a few people died, and this was blocks away from Putin's presidential palace. Now, I would do what Putin did. I would blow that one off, but keep planning my defensive and offensive strategies. He's not taking the bait. Remember, this guy's an ex-KGB colonel. He's not stupid. And he knows how the world goes. Now, when Russia says they're going to bury the UK, who's a prime instigator of this war in Ukraine, in the sea, that can only mean one thing, that Russia would launch nuclear missiles against the United Kingdom, God forbid, and blow them into the water. Literally. There's some big, big things that could be coming up in our future, folks. Armageddon and Revelations. World War III. Many people say has already started. On my show, we're all about preparing. We don't shirk from the harsh truth of the world. We will talk about it. We will bring it up. We will discuss it. Other rhino shows won't touch any of this with a 10-foot pole. They're still talking about the debt ceiling. They're talking about Kevin McCarthy or Title 42 or crap like that. Title 42 doesn't even matter if you have Title 45. Title 500, they're shipping over millions of people across our border. Doesn't matter. A lot of things right now don't matter to me. It's just some more words in the Washington, D.C. beltway, which, by the way, is hated by most of flyover country anyway. Senator Lindsey Graham this past week was gloating and talking tough to Zelensky about killing Russians on camera while he and Biden bring us ever, ever closer to nuclear war with Vladimir Putin and the Russian Federation. Unbelievable. When I was a kid, we heard some bluster from the capitals of the world. Never have I heard this type of bluster coming from our so-called leaders. Now, a snapshot of America in 2023, if you look at it, it's quite obvious that we will not win the next war, my friends. My sober assessment to you all. So prepare accordingly. We've got gay and trans people running amok. Our country is weak. Our military has been gutted on purpose to weaken us internally. You think this has all happened overnight? The trans agenda in our military, the gay agenda in corporate America. No, it's done on purpose to weaken you from within. They're getting us ready. They're softening up America for the beast invasion or beast attack at some point, knowing full well, they told you last week, that if Chinese tanks were rolling down American streets or UN tanks, most Americans would take out their cell phones and film it and upload the video to Twitter and take a selfie with the Chinese communist tanks while they're being shot in the back, uploading their video as their last testament to the world. That's the state of mind of most Americans right now. Most people in the West would do that. They will not pick up a rifle. They will not do things at the critical time or juncture in history. The sad reality right now is that America is not only poking the Russian bear, but also China, North Korea, Iran, other rogue nations. America has weakened itself not only militarily, but also morally. Now, we're no moral standard on this show. We don't claim that we are. So get off that soapbox right now if you're thinking that. We're not. But we can comment on it in a general way. My audience is full of the scrappers from the gridirons of America. We're not the weak rhinos. We're armed, trained, many are veterans. We're the happy warriors. We can laugh and joke around, but we have an edge to us. And that's a good thing. Love that. With the corporate trans agenda and drag queen story hour in Weimar America, we can no longer claim, even utter the word or the phrase that we are a shining city on a hill, which was said in the 1980s under Reagan. We can't say or claim that we're the moral authority because we are fast becoming a morally bankrupt country. The proverbial Babylonian whore. Oh, yes. The Biden radical Democrats and the rogue elements of NATO are trying to slow walk America ever so slowly into a nuclear confrontation with Russia, who has promised you time and time again that they will strike back in spades. Now, tonight, I have my intel that the Russian Satan II and other ICBMs are on the move in the Russian Federation in the forest, awaiting orders from the Kremlin. They do believe in Moscow that NATO strikes are imminent. People over there tell me that there are many PSAs on the Russian TV saying to get ready and prepare when NATO strikes. This is beyond mere rhetorical games. You know, one-upsmanship, gamesmanship. This is getting very serious, very fast. Well, I told you before that Democrat Biden was not paid or installed to build up America. We all know that, right? He was paid and put in power to destroy America. And every American of all colors, I don't care if you're purple. We are to be replaced by illegal third world suckers who will become serfs of the new Middle Ages. And by the way, the Biden regime, you know what their political slogan is for 2024? Finish the job. Yeah, finish the job of destroying America. Not good for America, what's going on. Keep poking the Russian bear, and eventually Putin will launch missiles in sheer desperation. He won't do it unless NATO attacks him directly and overtly. If you wake up some morning and you see Russian towns or cities on fire, and you see gloating Democrats smiling on TV, so happy they killed so many Russian civilians, who, by the way, are white Christian predominantly, unlike our country. If you see that, you head for the hills, because they don't care about you. And Russia will retaliate at some point. Can't blame them. Hate to say it. No one wants to get nuked. But this is the closest the world's been to it in my lifetime. If Biden and NATO think they can just waltz into Russia, carve it up, which is the globalist plan, and just take over, just waltz in there, bomb a few buildings, declare victory, I can assure you that Russia will not go down without a big, big, big fight. And patriots, you need to brace for impact, because we know what can happen. You really think that Russia's just going to sit there and do nothing? Really? They're going to let their country get plundered by the West, by the international bankers? Really? As we talk tonight, Putin's missiles are on the move. So are their nuclear submarine forces off our coast. Democrat Biden is playing with literal nuclear fire and Armageddon. This is the most important thing to talk about tonight. How it all goes hand in hand. We're going to connect the dots in my show. Move forward with our course material, our advanced agenda, collegiate agenda. This is the master's class. This isn't podunk rhino podcast or some little talk show talking about, what AOC said today, or let's talk about, they'll say, what Biden said today. Biden did fall, by the way, at the Air Force Academy ceremony. Our leader is weak, and it shows. He's fallen down 3 times this year that I can think of, possibly a lot more. And while the war is on the horizon, the winds of war, this is the worst time to have Democrat Biden up there. Putin's ICBMs and the Russian forests have a range of 7,500 to 9,000 miles. And Democrat Biden and NATO right now are hell-bent on having a hot, kinetic war with Russia, which is sheer madness and insanity. I told you before, it ties in with the Western economies are not doing well, and they are imploding. And this ties in perfectly with their idea of global reset, New World Order agenda. They don't like most of the people in their countries anyway. from Trudeau in Canada to Biden in America to the German and French president, the UK, they feel it's best to go in their bunker, let the missiles fly, we'll come back up, we can install martial law, give everybody the death jab, get rid of our currency, and start fresh with zero debt is their plan. I know it sounds crazy, but that is their plan. Because don't forget, they are all for depopulation in those elite satanic circles. And the depopulation agenda, if you're an elite politician or a Bill Gates, is big. You can't stand what they call the useless eaters of their society, of their countries. It's a lot to think about tonight, a lot to digest. And when there are many prophets of our past as well. Did you know tonight that high-level Russian Federation politicians are being raced to their bunkers in the Ural Mountains tonight? Numerous Russian military executive jets traveling from Moscow to their underground bunker command and control strategic areas. You don't fly Russian big shots to underground bunkers unless they're going to plan and possibly launch an attack either on Kiev or on the UK or NATO. Any NATO country would be a prime target right now. Who knows what might happen? But NATO could be speeding up their counteroffensive at any moment. Russia knows this, that the attack is coming, so they might do a counterstrike on NATO first inside of Europa. There is definitely something very big going on in my book, behind the scenes, and even in our face. Last week, did you know satellite phones were issued to most of our Roman senators in case the phones go out, in case of an EMP attack? And the associated rumor was that these politicians were spending Memorial Day weekend in a government bunker in Virginia. Oh, yeah. President Putin and many of his high-ranking Russian officers and politicians all went to their bunkers many times during this conflict. I doubt they did it for show or for a headline. And just so you know, if you go back in history, look at military history since Reagan, since 1980, it's been documented that we've come very close to a nuclear exchange before in the 80s, a few times during the Reagan era. And we talked about that before on my show, and we'll delve into that again for a future show. Well, here we are again. And now we have what appears to be high-level Russian personnel bugging out of Moscow. They got their bug-out bags. They've been prepping their bunkers in the Ural Mountains, and they're out of there. They're off to their secure facilities in the east, the mighty east, mountains. Yeah, this is cranking up, folks, in more ways than one. Well, we're glad you're here tonight. We'll have a great show. I'm feeling fantastic. I always tell you, get busy living or get busy dying. And I chose, as you do, to live and live well. Because living well is the best revenge, as we all know. Live every day like it's your last. Hope we go on for another 100 years. But, like the old saying goes, the best laid plans in the world have this thing called gravity, which will bring them down to that level sooner or later. Plan well, plan ahead, folks. You've reached the Radio Octagon tonight. Time to start our rogue, infamous, and legendary show. love that song. Fires me up tonight. Barracuda, baby. Heart. Well, it's long been said that all of Russia's hidden military tech is in the Ural Mountains, the Tesla technology. The absolutely mind-blowing stuff. NATO, I hate to say, will embarrass itself. Men and women are being sacrificed in another blood ritual sacrifice and a losing battle. And Russian lives will also be lost. But with that, let's get to EMP from Louisiana. Welcome to the Von Nguyen Show tonight. How are you doing, sir?
Oh, I'm not too bad tonight. You know, Von,
good man.
Democrats and liberals have always been warmongers and have always done things that have gotten us in, have led us into war. I mean, think about it. FDR, who was another infirm president, not by his doing, but, you know, you get what I'm saying. He did things that made a depression into the Great Depression, which eventually led us into a war, which eventually got us in trouble with Japan, which led us into World War II, right?
That's right. That's right.
So these people have been at it a long time, and you can make an argument that he was an early version of the globalist. He had a lot of stuff to do with the Rothschilds and people like that, you know. You can make that argument. These guys, these liberals are all the same. I mean, and frankly, I mean, I've talked to you about this before with McCarthy, Joe McCarthy, and him being right about, McCarthyism being a right thing because it exposed the communists.
He did. Know? That's right. He did.
You know, and
McCarthy was right about a lot of things.
Right, and he would be might be turning over in his grave if he knew the amount of the communists have basically taken over this government.
That's right.
I mean, I get it. Different set of communists, but basically the same thing. I mean, they're
right.
A lot of these politicians have been bought off by the Chinese, and since Russia is in league with the Chinese, they listen to Russia, they listen to the Chinese, and you know you're right to say that this Putin guy, doesn't make idle threats. Now, up until this point, him saying, "Well, we're going to use nukes," has kind of been an idle threat, but I don't expect it to stay that way. Right?
Right.
Especially
I don't.
As if you...
If they get attacked, anything can happen, man. I said, if you wake up in the morning and you see on CNN or Fox News, Faux News, wherever you're looking at, we bombed Russian targets, all bets are off, man. If you see fires raging in Moscow and Stalingrad, and NATO's just licking their chops and smiling, we're so wonderful. They pass themselves on the back. You better have your bug out bags ready. You better be ready to move, and move fast. Most of Americans are asleep, but when you see that,
right.
I think they're going to sit there in Moscow and drink vodka shots. And go, oh, we just love NATO fire in the morning. Just love to wake up to the smell and stench of rotted flesh of our Russian citizens. Yeah. We just love it. No,
well,
they're going to strike that.
Well, here's the deal, though. People are waking up. Americans are waking up. Terms of some of this stuff, because think about this. There's a clip that's out there of a bunch of people that showed up in Oakland city council in Oakland, and they got these people fucking sick and tired of all the crime and stuff that's going on in Oakland to the point of the question was asked, how many people in this audience have been attacked and have been accosted by criminals? And every hand went up, you know, in that group.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that video.
Yeah.
It's amazing,
yeah.
Man.
And people are getting tired of this stuff, you know. And
they're
think about
sick of it.
If
I agree.
Getting tired of this stuff, things are going to change. Things are going to change. I mean, it's like Dan Bongino has said many a times on his show. He couched it in what happened in the 80s with in New York City. When things get bad enough, change happens, right?
That's right.
Things are about to get bad enough to where change is going to happen. Now, is it going to be in time to stop the default that's coming with the country? Look, we are sending so much weaponry over to stuff we don't to Ukraine that we don't have enough to defend ourselves. To let alone
But that's the plan. That's the plan.
Yeah.
That is part of their globalist plan. Give all of our weaponry to Ukraine. And England has said last week that they only have enough ammunition for 24 hours of battle. Everything has been depleted. America, we're giving everything slowly but surely to Ukraine. And also, don't forget this. This all ties in with the debt ceiling talks and the $32 trillion in debt and the larger economy. Hate to say it, folks, but they almost need a war to bail them out. I've always said, once these guys are in power, these satanic elites, they'll do anything to stay in power. They have to kill a billion people? No problem. You're talking about satanic pedophiles, people that are just demonic, anti-American, anti-white agenda. They're Bolsheviks. They hate America.
Mm-hmm.
But yet they want to be in the government to control the levers of society. And to them, they know they're never going to get their global reset with 450 million arms in private hands in America. To be blunt, right now I think their calculus is we got to blow it up, Bob. We just got to blow it up and start over. I hate to say it. Or provoke Russia to do something, so then we can blame them and rally America again to our cause, blah, 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 yada, yada. And then we'll hunt down those domestic terrorists. See, it all ties in. They've already said if you're a white heterosexual male with a gun, you're a domestic terrorist, right?
Mm-hmm.
They've already set it up and ginned it up with the Department of Homeland Insecurity and the Justice Department, et cetera, et cetera. They've already got the templates in place. So when things go down, and when you go, what? Why is my McDonald's not open 24 hours anymore? I'm hungry. 3 o'clock in the morning, what are you doing eating a greasy hamburger at that hour anyway, is my question. But, you know, your typical Americans are not going to know what the F hit them. They're not going to know. Now, you're right, EMP. A lot of people are waking up. My show and others like it. But the thing is, and they're doing their own homework. They don't need me for that. I'm just the Paul Revere on the radio. I have been endowed and blessed with a sharp mind and a good heart. And I'm telling the American people what could potentially happen. Now, we've been lucky, real lucky. But we no longer have God's grace in this nation. That's long gone. They've kicked that out. So we are going to be at the mercy of the wolves. And now, right now, the wolves, many of them are in our own government.
Yep.
Hate to say it, but I've always said, you know, Putin was our president and Biden was Russia's president. I've always said that. I wish we had Putin over here to clean up our streets.
There is a quote from a novel by this author that speaks to this whole situation, and it's by J. Michael Hawk. Hard times create strong men, strong men create good times. Good times create weak men, and weak men create hard times. We have a weak man in the White House who's creating hard times.
Yes.
You know?
Love that quote.
That's what we're doing.
I've seen that before. That's right. They want hard times. This is my message to America. Whatever you believe, I don't care. Remember, I don't like either parties. How about those apples? They both suck. My thing is they are trying to create hard times. And most Americans don't know it yet because they're too busy. Well, they keep you too busy working, paying taxes. And you got your family.
Yep.
And then you got your church. And you got kids soccer. They don't have time to even think. We have a nation of headline readers. I get it. Everyone's busy. And so that's why I told them, spend 2 hours a week on my show. I'll get you up to speed real fast. Because I will gloss over all the crap, and we'll get to the nitty-gritty of it real fast on this show, which you always
and
do.
And you know what, Vaughn? I'll say this here, because I don't think I've said this on this show yet, but everything they're trying to do with Trump is failing. And
that's right.
Going to be their last resort with Trump. The last resort with Trump is going to be what happened with JFK and RFK assassination.
Yep. I know. We've talked about that before. Hate to say it, but the Mar-a-Lago raid could have went south. Good thing Trump wasn't there. Can you imagine Trump walking out of a room or the master suite being gunned down? And they'll say, he walked out with a gun. And no one's going to be the wiser. Right?
Nope.
There's many FBI thugs and people on the Democrat side that have infiltrated the government that hate Trump. That's been proven. Ever heard of Peter Strzok? In that situation,
yep.
Remember the FBI text messages? We have to take him out. We have to prevent his presidency. This is our own FBI. It's supposed to be impartial. The G-men used to really stand for something. Now they're the strike force of the Democrat Party and the DNC, it seems like. They've gone political, gone rogue. Go ahead, sir.
When you've got people like J. Edgar Comey that are running the FBI, and don't get me wrong, Comey's gone, but there are people like him that are still there.
That's right.
That's what they do. Oh, they'll cover up for, Hunter Biden and they'll
sure.
cover up for the Biden family and all this stuff, but Trump, they'll come up with the dossier, and all this other stuff that they've done with Trump. They'll come up with that stuff. And because they hate Trump, they're so deep in their psychosis, they hate Trump.
That's right. And EMP, I've always said, Trump isn't my messiah or the show's messiah or yours. He's not my God. And Trump did things I don't like. But the one thing they know about Trump can galvanize millions of Americans if he wants to, unlike DeSantis. Trump can galvanize people, even now. Not as much as 2016. He's lost a lot of that power. He's trying to get it back. Too little, too late in my book. We've talked about that before on this show. But, interesting stuff. Go ahead.
I do agree with Glenn Beck on, and he said this on Tucker Carlson before Tucker Carlson got fired, and he said, Trump is no longer a person. Trump is a symbol. He's a martyr.
He is. He is.
They didn't want him to be that way, but that's what he is. I mean, they did it to themselves.
That's right. They'll be invoking Trump for the next 1,000 years. Guarantee it. At least for the next 100. That's for sure, man. EMP, thanks for the call. Appreciate it, man. Great call. Thank you, sir. From Louisiana, EMP signing off. Let's get to the gunslinger in Texas. His guns are ready. He's ready to go.
All right, folks. Calm down. Go about your business. These jokers will be gone soon. Now, why y'all want to come into my town and start trouble? And scare all these nice people? You ain't got nothing better to do than to come into Bill Sharp's town and show your ass.
That's how the West was won. Gunslinger, welcome to the show, sir. How are you doing?
Well, looking at all the craziness in the fucking world and in this country, I mean, this is getting ridiculous and more by the day. I mean, you know, from what EMP said, and, you know, about everything that's going on, you know, the race war. There is a race war coming. There's a civil war coming.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
There is.
Don't know when, but it's like a ticking time bomb. One of these days,
oh, yeah.
Pretty soon, it's going to blow. It's going to blow.
I agree.
They already lit the fuse.
I agree.
They already lit the fuse. And the only way that the time bomb can be possibly put off is when and if Trump gets it back in. Hate the man, love the man, I don't care. Okay? He ran this country for 4 years, the best in the country's history. Okay? Everything was great. We was respected in the world as one of the greatest superpowers in history. Crime was down. The border was damn near secured. Is it secured now? No. Are we respected in the world now? No. We're fucking laughed at.
Hell no. That's right.
Okay. So hate the man, love the man, I don't care. He did a job, and he'll do it again in 2024. He's got my vote, okay? Because there is nobody right now that can equal Trump right now. Okay, yeah, he's done some fucked up things. Yeah, okay. Nobody's perfect. I didn't see God on the ballot when I voted for him both times.
That's
but,
right.
But, you know, these people that are out there right now, transgendered crap, and these people are so fucking confused, they don't even know who they are. They are suffering from a form of mental illness, okay?
That's right.
Because if you get up in the morning and you don't know whether you're a man or a woman, you got problems. You got a few screws loose, okay, on both ends.
Yeah.
And then they have these people that have this mental illness go out there and try to indoctrinate the kids, drag queens, all this crap, to kindergarten people, the drag queen hour. What the hell does a drag queen need to do and be teaching children?
Oh, I agree. It's all cultural Marxism. Indoctrinating the kids to be degenerate, to be gay and trans.
Yep.
Now, Trump brought that up, too. Trump raised the gay flag on stage many times. I saw him do it. Dumb move, in my book. Don't egg those people on. You give them a little bit of showmanship or some press, they go nuts. They feed off that like sharks, blood in the water. Don't capitulate to the Roman mob. And, of course, the Democrats are all for cultural Marxism. They want little Johnny to be little Susie. They want Susie to be little Johnny. You know, up is down, down is up. They love the inversion of everything, if you noticed. Invert it. If it comes straight, invert it. If it comes good, make it evil. You know? If there's no crime, let's create some crime. They are the destroyers of society and of towns. Look at what those biblical locusts have done to Portland. Once a middle class, predominant white European city, one of the most beautiful cities in America, and they have just trashed it and ruined it with all the beautiful surroundings there for the people to go hiking, fishing, boating, you know, the beach, you know, have a big bonfire at the beach and stuff like that. I know, I've been to Portland before, years ago. And they have trashed it. I mean, there's many American cities that they've, Los Angeles, San Diego is starting to quake in its boots. I mean, all these cities around the country are suffering. Dallas, my God. Dallas, too. They crouched on.
Yeah. Well, look at what you got. You got a bunch of damn Democratic-run son-of-a-bitch and liberals, okay?
Mm-hmm.
In all these major cities that are falling apart right now, as we speak, and they are falling apart, you got Democratic-run liberal idiots that don't know, they don't know nothing. I mean, look how they had to dig up Frankenstein. Frankenstein, okay? That bitch is 2 feet from the grave right now. You know that she said, "Well, I've been here all the time. I haven't been absent." Really, you're a nutball. Okay, you need to be committed. Okay, they all need to be committed like that. So you got people like that, these liberals and Democrats. Okay, that are number one. They don't even know where the fuck they are half the time, just like the poopy pants in the White House right now. You see where he fell, what was it, a couple of days ago, addressing the military people. Oh, I tripped over that sand, that sandbag. The hell he did. And it took three people to get him off the ground. Off
Air
the
Force Academy, really? Graduation. He fell down on stage. An embarrassment to this nation. All of the enemies of the world are laughing at us. They are laughing. And I've always said, you know, this nation is being held together right now with the bungee cord and some string, and it can unravel at any time. Be ready out there, folks.
Yeah. It's already unraveling. I mean, have you ever, in the 4 years that Trump was there, have you ever seen him fall off the stage or fall down or trip on the stairs or any of that stuff, or don't even know where the band is? Like poopy pants? Really?
Again,
I mean, come on.
I always say Trump did some things that our show doesn't agree with, but look, Trump was a strong leader. That doesn't mean he's perfect. People misconstrue what I say. Strong leader does not mean I agree with everything he says. Understand that, folks. Strong leader means he presented America in his own way as a righteous, upstanding, forceful nation for the most part. Not perfect. We're not going into perfection here. Our little fine points. But when he met with world leaders, they didn't like him because he wasn't part of the elite club. They shunned him. And he said, well, screw you. I might make – he's only human. He made some mistakes in 4 years. I will say this. Everybody was a lot richer. And I told you guys back then, get those second and third jobs. Make that money now while you can. We told you on the show repeatedly, this is the time. This is the time. Now we're seeing under Democrat, they love layoffs. And those are called Democrat wars, by the way, in Ukraine. They want you to be impoverished, folks. People say, well, why? Why, Vaughn? I don't understand. Let me make it as simple as possible in our Politics 101 class. If you're impoverished and if you're poor, if you take a vow of poverty with the Democrat Party, then that party, the Democrats, have control over you. They can give you EBT cards. They can dole out money to you. Then you'll be indebted to them with gratitude. And they can tell you to vote a certain way. And you're probably going to do it 9 times out of 10. That's what we mean when they buy your votes with programs, welfare checks, EBT cards. In the case of migrants, free everything. They've got a locked-in electorate in all 50 states, not just the border states, for the next 50 years until their kids' kids finally see what the F's going on. And then their kids' kids will become right-wing or Republican then, if you're lucky. It won't be their immediate kids. No. No, not at all. They're going to be raised Democrat. But their children. But again, Do you want to wait 50 years? I mean, that's how slow politics takes. But when it happens very fast. Things get, it takes a long time to build things up, right? But they come down real fast. You'll always see that in history. It comes out of the blue.
Well, you know, who else? I mean, if Trump didn't get in there, can you imagine if Comrade Clinton got in there? We'd already be in a nuclear war with Russia. That would be
sure.
A guarantee.
She wanted it.
That would be a guaranteed, okay? With if that idiot, okay, that commie little bastard, okay, got in there, we would have already been at war with Russia, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wins a nuclear war. Half of the planet would be destroyed. Now, if Trump
See, that's
got us
what
out
they
of that,
want.
That's what they
right,
want.
Right, but they
yeah.
want depopulation. They don't care. They keep saying, you got to start taking them at their word, folks. When they tell you the world's got too many people, we would like to see a population no more than 1 billion, preferably 500 million, take them at their
Genocide.
Word.
Yeah.
Right. They want the government to create a situation where, like a nuclear war, or at least a limited one, which won't be limited. But again, they don't care what happens up on the surface. They want that power and control. They've been told that their command and control bunkers will control everything from underground.
Well,
no,
yeah,
that's what
true,
they believe.
But, you know, that's what they want. They want genocide. They want, you know, they want to reduce the entire world population.
Right.
I think I heard one time it was 500 million. That's not in one country.
That's why I said, 500 million people. And the entire
people.
Planet, we have 8 billion, so 7.5 billion need to go per their own plan. And they keep mentioning this, you know, from Klaus Schwab to George Soros to we had Senator John Kerry just last week say he wants American farmers to be extinct. Now, when these guys talk like this, you got to stop and listen. What does he really mean? He means he wants you to starve to death.
That's
what
right.
he means. He wants to kill off as many people as he can. Now, they have to create a situation to do it. And I hope we can dodge this bullet as a country and a world. But when you add things up, it's not looking good, you know. What are your final thoughts, Gunslinger?
Well, the whole thing's not looking good. But like I said, you know, if anybody besides Trump would have got in there. Like I said, we wouldn't probably sitting here tonight discussing this because we would all be glowing with radiation. Okay, because you think about this. Think of all the nuclear plants in the United States and in Russia. Okay, if we get nuked and everybody lose power, okay, them nuclear stations are going to go up like nuclear bombs. Okay, trust me, I know
how
these fuckers work. I'm a master electrician engineer, okay? If they lose power and they lose internal power, that reactor blows, okay? There's
That's
no
right.
and if or buts about it. And it will take out 100 to 200 square miles of lethal radiation. One plant, one nuclear plant. And there's over 100 of them here in the United States. Imagine if they all went off at the same time. Goodbye, okay?
Oh, we've been lucky in this nation. We have had, by the grace of God, we've been lucky. I'm just saying that I've never seen the American government obvious. It's so obvious what they're doing to me. It's so obvious.
Absolutely.
From the State Department on down to the Pentagon, they've got 10 or 20 different programs working at once, and I've dissected them, and I have war-gamed them all, and they're trying to provoke Russia. Again, to do something crazy so then they can attack them. Much like we talked about you guys. They try to provoke you guys out there in Main Street to do something crazy. We are like Russia in many ways. If they can if they can get the white man to do something crazy, then they'll bring in the SWAT team, they'll arrest him, they'll shoot him or put him in prison. See? They can neutralize the threat. And that's why I tell you, don't do anything crazy out there. You're only going to wind up behind bars of dead. No one's going to follow you. Okay.
Nope.
You're not going to be the spark to set off the next revolution, whatever you think. Don't do stuff like that. Those things will happen naturally anyway. And when they do, you'll know. You'll know, trust me. History's funny about that. History has a mind of its own and has its own damn timeline, too. It won't be on your timeline. It'll be on its own timeline. And you look, just look back in history the last 100 years. You think things don't happen? My God. Look at the history. The bloodiest century. You like blood and gore? The bloodiest century was the 20th century.
Yep.
I hope the 21st century doesn't top it. But last century was doozy.
Well,
you could easily make the argument that Satan rules the earth if you look at the 20th century. He had a field day in the 20th century. Go ahead, man.
Well, they, like I said, they have a evil agenda when it comes down to this, when it comes down to the LGBTQ, whatever you want to call these idiots. Okay, all these people are demonic possessed, okay? Because if they weren't, they would be doing the right thing. Are they doing the right thing? No. Obviously, they're not doing the right thing because you see all this stuff going on every day, and it's getting worse. These people are getting out of control, and they're getting worse, and it's going to get worse. That's why I'm carrying even more ammunition on my gun belt. It's all planned. You're right. It's all planned.
Damn right. So it's all planned.
The best advice there is to lock and load. Because you're fixing to have to use
it. That's right. I agree, Gunslinger. Thank you, sir. Great, great call, man. Appreciate it. Lock and load, America. You heard it first from the Gunslinger and the Von Wien Show. Have a great night, sir. Thank you. Great call. We'll get the Gladiator on next year, and Lincoln's coming up, too, and Irish Pirate and others. Yeah, this is the world that we live in. This isn't the doom and gloom report. This is sober reality in your face, America. This show is too much for most Americans. I get it, and I'm cool with that. I've always told you, the masses are asses. We're not looking for tons of idiots to tune in. No, they're going to be on Twitter, eating their pizza, driving around town, spending $5 a gallon, driving nowhere. They'll be at the drive-in or the fast food restaurant at 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, buying things they don't need, clogging up their arteries. They're not working out. They have no energy. They're always tired and sleepy. My dad used to wake us up at 5, 6 in the morning, military style. Boys, sleep is for the weak. Now get up. Got up. We did calisthenics with our dad first thing in the morning. Not every morning, but a lot of mornings. Only Saturday morning. And we sleep in and lounge around. We had the work week, and Sunday was church. And we had to get up for that early, early. The earlier, the better. I think it's why today I wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning. I have erratic sleep patterns. I will walk outside at 3 o'clock in the morning to watch my area. Gun drawn if I need to. And I'm out there watching things. Paying attention to friend and foe alike, like what's coming down the pike. The plans they have for America, I hate to say it. I wish I could tell you we're going to be a shining city on a hill again. We're going to have a raven great economy. We're going to have our borders secure, a chicken in every pot, and everyone's going to sing kumbaya. I wish I could say that. I really do. Because that would be great. However, their plans are civil unrest. Their plans are civil war. At least heightened civil unrest. May not be a full-blown civil war, but they're ginning that up too. They're trying to take America down. So the more you can prepare now, the better off you're going to be. Back in my dad's day, the military was rough and tumble. And they didn't put up with this.
Where in hell are you from anyway, Private?
Sir, Texas, sir!
Holy dog shit, Texas. Only steers and queers come from Texas, Private Cowboy. And you don't much look like a steer to me, so that kind of narrows it down.
If you ladies leave my island, if you survive recruit training, you will be a weapon. You
Because I am hard, you will not like me. But the more you hate me, the more you will learn. I am hard, but I am fair. There is no racial bigotry here. I do not look down on niggers, dykes, wasps, or greasers. Here you are all equally worthless. And my orders are to weed out all non-hackers who do not pack the gear to serve in my beloved car. Do you maggots understand that?
Just love that. How real American military was. When my dad lied about his age at 16 and joined up to the U.S. Air Force. Back then it was called the Army Air Corps, 1948, by the way. Well, the Russian underground bunker complex in the Ural Mountains, the complex reportedly built by tens of thousands of workers, is said to cover an area up to 400 square miles. The size of the Washington area, the Washington, D.C. area inside the Beltway. That's how big that thing is underground. Massive complex. We'll get to some phone calls here in a second with the Gladiator and then Lincoln. But first, we call this the duality of man from Full Metal Jacket.
Everybody turned up, got shot. Some they buried alive.
Right,
Colonel?
Marine, what is that button on your body armor?
A peace symbol, sir.
Where'd you get it?
I don't remember, sir.
What is that you've got written on your helmet?
Born to kill, sir.
You write born to kill on your helmet and you wear a peace button. What's that supposed to be, some kind of sick joke?
No, sir.
What is it supposed to mean?
I don't know, sir.
You don't know very much, do you?
No, sir.
You better get your head and your ass wired together or I will take a giant shit on you.
Yes, sir.
Now answer my question or you'll be standing tall before the man.
I think I was trying to suggest something about the duality of man, sir.
The what?
The duality of man, the Jungian thing, sir.
Whose side are you on, son?
Our side, sir.
Don't you love your country?
Yes, sir.
So how about getting with the program? Why don't you jump on the team and come on in for the big win?
Yes, sir.
Son, all I've ever asked of my Marines is for them to obey my orders as they would the word of God. We are here to help the Vietnamese because inside every gook, there is an American trying to get out. It's a hardball world, son. We've got to try to keep our heads until this peace craze blows over.
Aye, aye, sir.
And that's how it was in Vietnam. I should know my dad was there. I saw him pack to go over to the war theater in Asia when he flew out of Sacramento Air Base there. Well, America, your greatest sin is your weakness. Stop being so weak. You might have a country again. With that, let's get to the Gladiator and his compound there, and his beautiful horse ranch in North Scottsdale. How you doing, sir? What's going on, man?
Building my ranch right now as we speak.
Yes. I stopped by, as you know, last week, and it was Coco and the beautiful new filly, the Arabian horse. Gorgeous. So cool.
Yeah, she's doing well, and we're promoting her pretty soon here in about a week, and everything's going to go as planned.
Nice.
So, I'm moving the other ranch where my residence is. I just put up, you know, really cool, like, barn creek shelves, reclaimed wood, really cool. You'll have to come see this place soon when I get it finished. But, yeah, man, I live on two horse ranches, right? And
right.
Two horse ranches, and I pay the rents with the rents that I charge for my clients' horses to be on my ranch, one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So all I have to do is supply food to our horses and a little bit of food to theirs, make sure everybody's fed well. And, you know, I set this up. I used to make money at it, right? I used to profit about $300-$400 a month. Now it's only costing me about $300 a month to live, right? Because a couple of horses had to get taken back home.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like we used to say in 2017-18, go get two. I had three jobs at one time, and you knew that. And that's why I was like, you know, everybody get a couple of jobs, man. Like, I know you got a good paying job, but go get a second or a third now. Because, and I used to always say, me and you always told everybody, you don't know how long this is going to last. And yet in 2020, here came COVID to destroy it.
Yes.
You know, early 2020, there's no way he was going to get reelected. It was over. I heeded my own advice. I packed, you know, I went from three jobs to two to one, kept packing money away, and here I am with, you know, a major investment product, Pure Arabian Horse, out of my investment dollars, because I haven't worked, you know, in 7 months, 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't had to work. I did work through the beginning of the breeding, but I haven't had to work, and I don't have to work, and hopefully when my product gets sold, you know, I won't have to work. So, you know, we told everybody, we warned everybody, it's not going to last forever, and it only lasted for 3 of the 4 years that Trump was in, and, you know, lo and behold, look where we are now. We're in economic destruction. We got a president today who fell down. I watched the Air Force Academy ceremony. Here's what happened. I watched it. So it was live today, by the way. It didn't happen yesterday or over the weekend. It happened today.
Right.
So Biden was there, and he was shaking all the cadets' hands. He had an Air Force baseball cap on. And he was announcing – after everybody got their diplomas, he was announcing, hey, we're going to have somebody fly by, you know, those guys that fly by the, who are they, you know, those pilot guys, you know. He didn't even remember the Blue Angels. But here's what he said. He goes, yeah, those guys, you know, they're going to fly by, those guys. Who are those guys called? What's the name of those guys? Those guys, you know. And he's looking around kind of like all bewildered. And he goes, and then he starts whispering. He does Creepy Joe. He does that Creepy Joe whisper. And he goes, by the way, everybody, three of them are women. Watch out, guys. Three of them are women. And I was like, he doesn't even remember who the Blue Angels are. Okay, that's number one. Then, after, like, the Blue Angels are flying over, and he goes to walk, and he falls flat on his face. On a flat, this wasn't even staircase.
Yep.
It was a flat stage. And he fell on his face, and I was like, what in the hell just happened?
What a klutz.
The guy is a complete catastrophe. An accident waiting to happen. Look, you know, it's true. Why did we blow up the gas line in the Black Sea? Why did we give the drones? Why are we giving F-16s from NATO? And we're telling everybody, we're not giving F-16s. We're telling everybody else, you give F-16s, we will give you F-32s to replace those F-16s. It's going to cost us another $60 billion. We've already given them $38 billion. The cost of those F-32s to replace the F-16s that we're telling everybody else to give to Ukraine, that's a $60 billion price tag. That's $92 billion. So let's go back to Afghanistan. We let $85 billion – we left behind $85 billion and 13 military bodies, let alone the other bodies. And now we're going to give $90 billion in total. That's $185 billion that this guy has put into a previous war and a current war, all to provoke Russia. Because why would we give them drones to go drop bombs at the Kremlin? And Kremlin knows that there are drones. Why would we do that if we know that's going to – because they want that to happen. They want a war with Russia to take the blame off of them for the economy, the oil, the destruction, and put it on Russia, number one. Number two, let me ask everybody this question. why do we have over 100 people in jail now for more than 2 years in Washington, D.C. for showing up January 6th at Congress? Over 100 people in jail for more than 2 years. How many Black Lives Matter city destroyers from Seattle, Portland, Minneapolis, Kansas City, any city in America? They destroyed part of Phoenix. They destroyed New York City. They were shooting white men and women in cars in New York City. How many of those people have gotten arrested? How many of them were arrested in 2020 and 2021 and put in jail? Let alone, let's say, put in jail for a year or two or awaiting trial. Zero. Freaking zero.
Yeah.
And we have over 100 people. We have over 100 people who didn't shoot anybody, didn't rob, burn buildings, destroy property. They didn't shoot or kill anybody. These 100 people all in jail.
Yep.
2 years. More than 2 years. They gave the Proud Boys leader 18 years. They gave the woman, his assistant, 12 years in jail. What did those two people do? I didn't see any guns in their hands. I didn't see them shooting anybody. They didn't kill anybody. They just showed up.
And, Paul, that's the message. How dare you even show up in D.C. on our turf and try to take down, even remotely, even have a rally against the government? How dare you? We'll show you who's boss. And that's what they're doing.
And
that's their attitude.
Here's the thing. Well, here's the thing that nobody's stating. It was not against the government. It was for the president of the United States. They were for and supporting the president of the United States. They weren't against the government.
That's right.
They were,
but they couched it like that.
Yeah, but they all showed up in support of the president.
That's
so
right.
That's
so
how
my thing is.
That's how, I know. But
yeah,
that's how backwards our justice system is at the DOJ.
Right.
And the Attorney General have flipped the justice system to be the most unjust system on planet Earth in the history of this rock that literally just rotates around a fireball. I mean, the history of planet Earth, it is the most bizarre twist, 180-degree turn. I mean, Jesus Christmas.
I agree.
It's unbelievable, the country we're living in. I literally want to make all the money I can, and I want to move to Switzerland and get Switzerland citizenship, because it is the number one citizenship on planet Earth now, because United States is not number one anymore. Like, by far, it's not number one. Switzerland is number one. Now, you need $1 million. You need $1 million to get in. Just so everybody knows, if you get $1 million, go to Switzerland. They will take you. You deposit $1 million in the bank, then you take about $500,000 and you buy a property and you have $500,000 in the bank. But you have it in a Swiss bank, and that's the best place to have it.
That's right.
That's
right.
That should be every American's dream should now be to be a Switzerland citizen. Look,
I know.
Tina Turner had the right idea. Move to Switzerland and live a long life.
She did. She died on Lake Zurich. Yep, she had the right idea. She said, get out of here. I am going to the Swiss Alps on Lake Zurich, where she died. Had a big villa there.
Yeah.
I pulled up her house.
Huge villa.
Damn nice. Huge.
$18 million.
Humongous.
$18 million. Yeah, enormous.
Gorgeous home. Don't blame her. What a great way to go out on Lake Zurich.
That's right. That's
Switzerland.
Right.
Yeah, not bad, man. I agree with you. But for the rest of us, we'll be in the new stronghold in South America if we can't afford that $1 million. We'll be down there in Argentina or Chile.
No. Costa Rica If you go to Costa Rica with a quarter million dollars, it's almost like $1 million in the United States.
That's right.
That is the conversion rate of the U.S. dollar. Even still in Costa Rica, a quarter million, you know, a third of a million, you can live a very nice life in Costa Rica.
That's right.
Now, you know, you're going to have to buy a villa for about $100,000.
Sure.
And you got to spread the other money around. You're going to have to invest it well. Maybe you buy a little business there on the beach or in the city. But you can live a nice life in Costa Rica. And, you know, Costa Rican women are pretty cute. I mean, they're not bad.
Yeah.
And you can go from Costa Rica to Brazil pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And hang out in Rio de Janeiro for the holidays. And then go back to Costa Rica and just chill. You know, you got a lot of
beach. Things afloat here, Paul, you're right. We're going to be going to, Costa Rica down the South America way. I mean, damn straight. To me, Costa Rica is still a little too close to America. I'm just being a little facetious. Only because it's a five-hour flight. I have friends that have been down there before. I want to get far away, so far, that we'll be down there in the Santiago, Chile, or Argentina, eating that Argentinian beef. Now, in South America, there's more of a European influence and flair. And Costa Rica does, too, with a lot of the expats live out there. They're both good. It just depends on your flavor, you know. But I think this country could have some major issues. We may have to get out of here and start the new country down there somewhere. Absolutely. Been saying that for years. I mean, if we can't salvage this battleship, put it that way, let's scuttle the ship and move on to greener pastures. At some point, it's going to be fish or cut bait, right?
Look, here's the thing. When I call you and I say, "You sunk my battleship," you'll know it's all over.
I know, exactly.
That's it,
God,
man.
Paul, that's true. That's true. Man. Hey, great, great call, buddy. I'll talk to you soon. Have a great night.
Hey, man, any weekend night, Saturday or Sunday night, you want to come up for a pizza, we'll eat it outside on the patio. It's summertime now. It's nice and cool at the ranch. We're about 10 degrees cooler up there than down in Phoenix. All right?
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. That was cool. Thanks, sir. We will give you a call about that. You got it. Thanks, Paul.
Everybody, have a good night. Later.
You bet. Yeah, I went to Paul's horse ranch last weekend, and we had a pizza, had a few beers, talked about war and peace, chicks, you name it, horses mainly, because of his horse ranch there. And I tell you what, you're up there in that northern part of the valley here. The sunsets are drop-dead gorgeous. It's like that scene from High Chaparral, that western with the cactus and the mountain backdrop, and a cool – we've been lucky out here in May. Cool evenings, gorgeous, 70, 75 degrees. Perfect. And I'm going, it's just been fantastic. But Paul has raised one hell of a horse. I tell you, Coco is the mother, and the filly hasn't been named yet, but just a beautiful horse. Well, we'll get Lincoln on next. We have all of our callers, and we thank some folks in the chat room here, our regulars. We have Think for Yourself and Duck of Northwest Media. Welcome to the show to all. But the ghosts of World War II are out there. A lot of these things in Russia, Ukraine, the roots are in World War II. Never forget that.
Master, but my lord, the Bewegung geht zu Ende. Was für Millionen Deutsche, die außerhalb unserer Reihen stehen, vielleicht nur als imposantestes Schauspiel politischer Machtentfaltung gewertet wird, war für die Hunderttausende der Kämpfer unendlich mehr. Das große persönliche und geistige Recht der alten Streiter und Kampfgenossen. Und vielleicht hat mancher unter ihnen, trotz der zwingenden Großartigkeit dieser Herrschau unserer Partei, sich wehmütigen Herzens zurückbesonnen. In jene Tage, da es noch schwer war, Nationalsozialist zu sein. Denn als unsere Partei gerade 7 Mann hoch war, brach sich uns ein großes Jahr. Erstens, sie wollte eine wahrhaftige Weltanschauungspartei sein. Und zweitens, sie wollte daher kompromisslos die einzige Macht und alleinige Macht in Deutschland.
The ghosts of World War II want their country back, it sounds like, with Alcatel to Lincoln from the Legion ranks there in flyover country. From the Ozarks and beyond. How's it going, Lincoln? Welcome to the Von Wien Show. How you doing tonight, sir?
Howdy, Von. How you doing tonight, brother?
Hey, good. Good. Just a little studio mix. I have fun in the studio. Made that up. I do some mixing at night and rock and roll, new wave, and some World War II stuff. I got some good ones coming up. Found some audio and I just spliced it together, put in some backbeat, and there you have it. You know, good stuff.
You know, a really good backbeat. I have some buddies of mine that are really, really good meme makers, video makers. I tell you a song that goes mm-hmm. really well as far as making that type of thing. Are you familiar with a song, or it's not really a song, it's more of a beat. It's called Hell March.
Yes, I have it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I got it.
For some, that's an excellent sound for, like, you know, things like that, like things to whip together, to splice up and things like that. That's a really good beat.
Yeah, I've got a Hell March here on my studio board. But that was the new stuff, but we have Hell March. Absolutely, I've got Hell March. I'll play it next time. I will play it.
I kind of had to.
Oh, yeah. Love it. What's on your mind, man?
Stevie, you know why I called it. I had to call in and wish you a happy faggot month.
No, don't. Well, you know, June is Pride Month. I'm a raging, flaming heterosexual. God forbid, right, in America? I mean, with all these good-looking women out there, good-looking chicks I see everywhere, I just look around and go, what would compel a so-called man to look at another man and go, oh, I don't want her, I want this dude. That's the most fucked up thing ever. And I agree with the Bible. It's an abomination. And I go, I can't even imagine how depraved, how degenerate you have to be to even think that. Even worse, you go, well, I was born with a penis, but I want a vagina. And so I'm going to go and transition. Now, we used to call those people mentally ill in our country, mentally depraved. And we had insane asylums for these people. But see, the leftists have encouraged it. They've encouraged it, churned it up. But I I'm in the coffee shop this morning. Get a shot of espresso. Three hot chicks walk in. I'm just going, man, I don't get it. I don't want to get it. I get it, but I don't get it. But I'm going, who would pass up those girls? I mean, gorgeous. You know, they're wearing, and in Arizona, when the weather warms up, the big joke, the guys say, the hotter it gets, the less they wear. Little tongue-in-cheek there.
One thing we're going to start doing, Vaughn.
Bizarre stuff.
I don't get why we're stuck in this mindset of talking about my leftists and my Democrats. Name me one Republican politician that's anti-LGBTQ+.
Oh, none of them are. None of them are. Both parties suck. You said that. I've said that a million times.
Talk about Democrats and leftists when no one can name one Republican that's against that shit.
Well, they're all guilty as hell. But the reason why they bring up Democrats is because Democrats really, really push it. The Republicans, they don't really. They push it a little bit, but again, it's like we've always said, the Democrats will get you to the apocalypse and the edge of the cliff at 100 miles an hour, and the Republicrats will get you there 50 miles per hour. They still get you the same destination, just one slower than the other. That's all. That's really the only difference.
No, I completely
agree
with you. I completely agree.
It's the Uniparty. Yeah.
I completely agree with that, but I mean, I don't understand why we give one party a pass and then just bitch on to no end about the other party when they both do the same thing, but we give one party a pass and just bury it, sweep it under the rug and like, oh, the lesser two evils. I mean, they do the same shit, but we give one a complete pass and we bitch for years about the other party when they do the same thing.
That's true. Well, because we have an older population, and a lot of Americans have the mindset they probably voted, their first election was probably in 75, 76 or 80 when Reagan ran. And so a lot of people have that early mental programming where I told you guys before, back then, being a conservative or a Reaganite was like being a Nazi today. That's how liberal the country was. But we can go back now and go, well, Reagan wasn't that bad. But my point was, back in that era, he was. He was actually the biggest threat, like Trump, to the establishment. Was Reagan, did he do everything right? No. There's some things I don't agree with, but he was a great president. I liked the guy. But if you said, you're a Reagan Republican, wow. People say, wow. They were like, wow, you're like... Man, you're like Wehrmacht or Waffen SS walking around. Just to say you're for Reagan meant something. Now, I know where that's going back 30, 40 years, but that's why most Americans today have that mindset. They've never changed it. See, we've all changed gears, right? They haven't changed anything. To them, they have that same template in their mind. And they're 50, 60, 70, 80 years old. And that's why they go, well, Republicans, it's like what you're saying. They grumble about it a little bit, but they move on because they like the process. And to me, I'm going, why like a process where you don't really have a choice, right? I mean, the Republican Party, in my view, is a controlled opposition party and has been for well over a decade now, controlled opposition. That's all it really is. Yeah, and I'm being very, very generous here. I mean, I'd say, yeah, in my view, when the Reagan era was over, the deep state co-opted the Republican Party in the 90s, under George Bush 1, George Bush 2, and after Reagan, it's never been the same. Trump, in a weird way, resurrected the old Republican Reagan Party, and that's why he brings them up a lot. But Trump's no Reagan. But don't forget, they tried to shoot, they shot Reagan. They tried to kill him. And God forbid the same thing happened to Trump. I hope it never happens. But, it wouldn't surprise me if you wake up some morning. and hear that.
Ronald Reagan made a Ronald Reagan. As much as I don't like Ronald Reagan, you know, he made one mistake that Trump didn't make, which could have been what got him shot by some Steen, Cohen, whatever. You know, he did one thing that Trump never had the balls to do, which is Reagan. I give the man credit, as much as I don't care for Ronald Reagan. He had the balls to actually deny the whole Ma6 Guerrillion, which Trump, you know, was a full on board with that. I mean, that guy loves Israel more than America, you know. But Reagan actually questioned that at one point during his presidency, and ironically, he was shot shortly after that.
That's right. That's right. He publicly said, "I'm not so sure about this Holocaust thing." If people that are serious researchers, if you want to be a truth teller, if you want to be a serious researcher, I won't tell you what to think. Do your own research. I'll just tell you that, you know, the conventional wisdom isn't always correct. And the conventional wisdom is that the Holocaust killed 6 million people, blah, blah, blah. Okay, I will leave you with one stat, America. There were not 6 million Jews in Europe at the time. I'll leave you with that.
Right.
So that's your history lesson. And Lincoln, you know, and I know that I'll leave you with, well, I'll be so generous, I'll give you two little hints. Gas chambers do not have wooden doors. They don't, because the gas can escape. Now, every little propaganda piece, they always show that same gas chamber with the wooden doors. Impossible to have a gas chamber with wooden doors. Just doesn't happen. Not scientifically viable. But again, I tell Americans, just do your own research. Don't take my word for it. Don't. I encourage people, because I'm a truth seeker. Look it up yourself. It's a whole lobby. It's a whole business, if you will. It's a business about the Holocaust. Books and movies, films and documentaries. The Holocaust Museum in D.C. Now, I'll go to it because I'm a World War II history buff, and I want to see what every side has to say. But there's a lot of information about that that's coming out now. You know, but that's another rabbit hole for a different time. What's your thoughts on Russia and Putin and Biden and World War III, Lincoln? Are you guys ready out there? Are you prepared? I know you are.
Oh, we are here, yeah. I think the Ozarks would be – I think they – I don't think they would fare very well in this area.
I agree.
But
good.
You know, what are my thoughts on all that? I mean, what are my thoughts on Biden? I think Biden is a senile piece of shit. I
yes.
don't like Biden, obviously. You know, most people on your show probably think I get called a Democrat all the time because I don't like Trump. I don't like Trump and I bitch about Republicans, therefore I'm a Democrat. No, I'm not a Democrat. I hate Democrats worse than Republicans. I hold Republicans to a different standard because they pretend to be pro-me even though they're not. Democrats
right.
don't even pretend to be. They're just blatantly anti-me.
Right.
Republicans are too, but they talk a big game. So that's why I'm more harsh on them.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather be stabbed in the front than stabbed in the back. As far
yep.
as the Ukraine-Russia war, most people don't know what started that whole war. What started that whole war was simply, you know, Putin wasn't going to let NATO establish set up shop right on his border. And I don't blame him, just like the United States wouldn't let fucking China set up shop in Mexico. We wouldn't let China set up shop on our border, but we expect Putin to let NATO set up shop right on his border? Well, of course he's not going to allow that.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I don't blame
Putin. Oh, the other big thing, the other big reason
many ways.
Is, as far as Zelensky, he is what he is. He's a Jewish homosexual who banned Orthodox Christianity from the country. He's sucking us dry, milking us for every dollar he can, just like Jews have done for decades now. Did you see the article the other day about how a lot of the weaponry that we've sent to Ukraine has ended up in the Mexican cartel's hands?
Yep. Yep, I have. Isn't that convenient? What did I tell you? They're going to use the cartels at some point. Bring over MS-13 trained in our weaponry to be used against us. Hey, don't say it can't happen. Don't say it'll never happen here. Tell that to the people of Ukraine who said it'll never happen here. They'll never invade. Why? We're a brilliant democracy on NATO's doorstep. I will never forget on the eve of the invasion, they're out there interviewing them in the bars and the restaurants. They're all just dining, not a Karen. Oh, no, Russia's not going to do anything. Russia's not going to come in here. Oh, no. We can thumb our nose at Russia all we want. We can have all the corruption in Ukraine all we want. Nothing will happen. Next morning, Russian tanks come in and missile barrage and artillery and woke them up all over Ukraine. Not enough for them being invaded. Don't get me wrong. But my point is people love the veil, I call it. They love the what's called the normalcy bias. People don't like to think of things that aren't normal, like going into a bar, going into a restaurant. And when they're shut down or bombed, they can't handle it, man. And in our country, if things ever happen like that, God forbid, hope they never do. But they're going to freak out, people. And this is why you need to be armed. Talk about the zombie apocalypse. I mean, what would you do if a bunch of these fat, dumb, lazy Americans are freaking out? They're headed for the Ozarks. And I got my brothers out there with arms loaded. And they're coming for your stuff because they know you've been prepping and getting ready for about 10, 20 years. Lincoln, what are your guys going to do?
We're going to vote harder.
You're going to vote harder. Exactly. Vote Republican. When the zombie apocalypse is coming at you. Trust the plan is what you'll say. What they'll say was, well, what does Q have to say about this? The Q-tard channel. Let's put it on. Let's see message Q left us.
If they show up here, I'm going to go check the latest Q drop and realize that it's all just a movie and not really happening.
Right. And then you'll realize they hanged the leaders at Gitmo last week. And it's all a psyop. And they're all paid crisis actors, for God's sakes. where America's at.
I had one more for you. Speaking of conservatives and the hypocrisy type thing, please explain to me why in the fuck people like Ted Cruz, Dan Crenshaw, these Republicans are all up in arms going crazy about Uganda, you know, passing like anti-rape faggot laws. why is that a hill? Why are they complaining about that of all things?
Oh, these people are nuts. I told you, I don't support them. We have, and Ted Cruz of all people should, he's a Texas senator. He's got an invasion on his hands. And you're right. He's talking about Uganda, anti-gay laws in Africa. Look, I've told you guys this before, that most of the world does not, keyword not, embrace the gay trans agenda. This is purely an American thing, Hollywood, D.C., Democrat Party, and rhinos are all complicit. And we export this crap all over the world, and we expect other countries to incorporate it into their government and their laws. Why? Because we think we're the leader, and you should follow the leader. And when we don't like it, when they say, well, you're the great Satan. You know, when I was a little kid, I used to hear that all of the time from foreign, these foreign-type dictators and governments, they would say, America, the great Satan. I used to hate hearing that. I thought, no, we're a great country. We're a beautiful country. Great people. Love my people, right? As I've gotten older, I hate to say it, but I go, I get what they mean now. I get it. Light bulb went off in my brain 20, 30 years ago. I understand why, because they don't want this crap exported into their country. Is it true that they have honor killings and they do horrendous things? Yes. They're barbaric in many parts of the world. Absolutely. I'm not condoning them or anything. And also, a lot of those Arab countries, they're terrible for pedophilia and little boys. Our troops had to put up with that over in Afghanistan. So I don't condone any of that crap. I don't like the stuff anywhere it comes from. But my point is that I can see where a foreign government would look at D.C. with suspicion and go, we don't want anything coming from that cesspool, that Babylonian whore America. We don't want their politics. We don't want their agendas. We don't want their Hollywood movies. Only the cool ones that will allow in to our country. Now, they have a right to do that. And I don't blame them. I hate to say it, but it's true. We export this stuff all over the world. And then we wonder why we have problems. It's true.
I mean, do we realize, or when you look back at history, you're big into history like I'm big into history. Do we not realize that, you know, for a long time, we really didn't have much problem with the Arab world? Our problems
That's
with
right.
the Arab world really began whenever we went full-fledged, balls to the wall, my greatest ally, which, you know,
That's
we
right.
decided in that conflict, and then we wonder why they hate us. I mean, you have Israeli soldiers
mm-hmm.
shooting, like, Palestinians for throwing a rock, you know.
Yeah.
And we side with Israel while Israel is stealing their land, like my greatest leader of all time, Donald Trump, and his Golan Heights project. You know, they just steal land, and we allow them to steal this land, and then we defend them, and we wonder why these Arab countries hate us.
Yeah, it's true. Well, just a short history of all that. Most Americans don't know, and you're right, Lincoln, that America used to have great friendships with the Arab world. Wouldn't you want to align yourselves with all the guys that have the oil? Just saying. Think about it. Israel has no freaking oil. And all this started when Israel became a state in 1948. And that's when a lot of these problems, hate to say it, started to happen around the world. When Israel became a state. And World War II was fought so Israel could have their state, if you really want to know. That's one of the reasons.
That was made clear in the Balfour Declaration.
Made very clear in the Balfour Declaration, made very clear by Churchill. The reason why you Yanks and Brits are fighting the Nazis is because we have to give the Jews a state. So it was a blood ritual sacrifice of the Christian Goyim to give the state to Israel. That's just a fact. And they've said it. They've said it. Read Churchill.
Yep.
Read his excerpts. I just go, you can Google it. Takes 2 hours. Read what he said about it. He'll tell you in his own, again, I love the horse's mouth. Don't take my word for it. Read what Churchill said, the leader of Great Britain in World War II. He'll give you an earful. And then at the end of the war, in his own autobiography, he said, we made a horrendous decision. We slaughtered the wrong pig, meaning Germany. Now our generations of posterity will be paying for it. He said that. People just go, people don't know history. They effed up in World War II royally. Our Allied troops, there's nothing against them, brave, gallant men. Some would say the greatest. I just say they were brave, gallant soldiers. Fought like devil dogs. We had the best soldiers other than Germany in the world. Germany and America could have been a powerhouse should have linked up together to stamp out a lot of crap that's going on now. But again,
man,
can you imagine what that would
be? If that would have happened, and you had the guy that George Patton had the greatest amount of respect for was Erwin Rommel. The guy that Rommel had the most respect for was George Patton. Can you imagine if those two guys were linked up on the same team against the fucking communists? Holy shit.
Oh. To be blunt, we should have taken down Stalin's Russia and Lenin's Russia, the communists, right then and there. Now, I'll tell you a little story that most people don't know. Yeah, Japan attacked us at Pearl Harbor. That's a fact. FDR set it up, though. And don't forget, before
that, we instigated that.
We did. We did. And again, a lot of our young men were trapped in those ships, and they died. They drowned horrendously. But the Japanese were fighting the communists in China, early China. They were fighting the Communist Party that was already over there in China. Don't forget, Russian Revolution, 1917. They exported communism all over the world, including Asia. The roots of Mao Zedong were in the 20s, 30s, 40s. What we've been told is a lot of bullshit again. The Japanese wanted to get rid of communism in their sphere of influence. Okay? You had the German fascists fighting communism in Europe and Russia. You had the Japanese fascists fighting communism in China. Army said that was the rape of Nanking. Sure it was. But they were getting rid of all the communist cells. War is hell no matter how you slice it or dice it. I'm just saying it's a fact. When America cut off Japan's oil to kill the communists, they then viewed us as a Bolshevik. Rightfully so, I may add. Hate to say it. Who do we side with? Russia. And they attacked us at Pearl Harbor. And it all fell in line with FDR's plan to get America into the war. And that's the short history lesson of the Asian theater. People can say what they want, but you got to ask yourself, why did Japan attack China? That was the hotbed of communism. Look at China today. Because Japan didn't win that war. Now we have to deal with communist China with nukes. See how things happen?
I mean, the whole communist China thing, the whole Russia thing, I mean, all the whole reason, you know, Germany and Japan, like, you know, allied together, well, you know, they, you know, some of the nations formed a thing called a co-prosperity sphere, which was basically just anti-communist. And for the life of me, I don't understand why in the fuck we sided with communists. And immediately after the war is over, we decide that communism is our enemy. I mean, we immediately start disliking the very same countries that we just sided with, but we think we made the right decision. I mean, I don't get it.
Because America is duplicitous. Hate to say it. We're not a straight-talking guy. As a country, we're not. I wish we were, but we're not. My view of America or any country is like a personality. The personality of America is two-sided, two-faced, duplicitous. And every enemy, every other government in the world will always tell you, watch out for America. They come to you with smiles, and they bring tanks to fire at you. They never know where America stands on anything. We used to be a lot better at that, but we are a duplicitous snake in the eyes of the world, just so you know, folks. We're not known as a stand-up guy. Oh, we have money. We have power. We can walk in like a drunk and say, we're America, 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 right? Like Team America, that puppet show. Love that. But in reality, I mean, in the scheme of things, they've set us up for failure. Hate to say it. Trump was a step, I always said, in the right direction, making America stronger and more, you know, just better. Not that he was perfect, but he was, again, a step in the right direction. One of many, 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 many steps, in my view. But once he got kicked out of there, we reverted back to that playbook.
I would say that his 20, like I said on your show before, but in a different way, I think that his 2016 campaign was a step in the right direction. I think his actual presidency was nothing but the same exact bullshit we've always had. If Trump runs in 2024 campaign should be like when his campaign for 2024 should be Trump 2024 promises made only the ones that Israel kept.
All right. Well, that's a very fair assessment, Lincoln, that you just made. A very fair assessment. Truly is. Good talking to you, man. I appreciate it always. I'll be on Telegram. I'll meet you guys up there one of these nights for sure.
Yeah, have a good night, brother. I miss seeing you in Telegram. I like talking to you in there, man. It's more of a free speech platform because that they can allow things that you don't allow. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Anyway, have a good night, brother. 88.
You got it. Thank you, Lincoln. Appreciate it, man. Hail for victory there. So true, man. You look at what I told you folks about World War II, that is the history you've never been told in that way, have you? You've never been told that. Yes, Japan attacked us, and they deserved what they got. My uncles were over there in the Asian theater. That's where the Weehunts were, and Japan deserved it. But, look at the prelude to war. Ask yourself, why did they attack us? And years before that, why, what triggered it? Go down the rabbit hole. It's good for you once in a while. Research things. There's a reason why things happen in history. And right now, we're about to see things happen again in history. Hope things aren't as big as World War II. I do not want this show. We talk about these things in the hope and in the vein that they will never happen here. I want America to be safe. As effed up as we are, we're still a great country in many, many ways. We're not perfect. Far from it. But I don't want things to happen here. But again, I tell you to prepare because things damn well could. They could. Because our leaders, I think, want it to happen. Is that as crazy as that sounds? Not all leaders in America want a great economy or they want you to be happy. They feed off that negative energy. Remember, these are globalists, people who want the takedown of America, the takeover. They want to rule it. They want you dead. They want you arrested. They want to make your life miserable. They've been told that they are protected. Nothing will happen to them. They're fine. They're safe. That they'll be okay. You know? Unbelievable.
And now, here's a testimonial and long-distance dedication from the real Americans who make the country work every day. Well, I'm a rancher out here in Big Sky Country. We are sick and tired of the rhinos in the party and tired of our nation being invaded by the third world mongrel hordes and the damn crooks in Washington, D.C. trashing our U.S. Constitution. Damn it, I've worked this land all my life, and the only show I listen to for any kind of news, good talk, interesting callers, some great music, and even entertainment from time to time is the Von Weehunt Show. Well, I'll say a big howdy from Flyover Country, and I'll keep listening to the show as I munch on my beef jerky. Hope you all have a good night. We'll talk some more later. Bye. And now, a long-distance dedication from one of America's forgotten veterans and patriots in Flyover Country. Well, howdy out here in Flyover Country. Hope y'all are doing good. I don't give a hoot and a holler about that damn evil New World Order they keep talking about. Well, they can go to hell in a handbasket. Hell, I'm out here doing my thing, trying to get some news and some information that I can rely on. I listen to the Von Wiegand show every Thursday night religiously. The way I was raised, the way I do things around here. And I tell folks, I tell them, you can think what you want, you can do what you want, but I don't give a rat's ass about your D.C. politics, your TV trash media, your fake news, your fake politicians. I'll tune into the Von Wiegand show if I damn well please. And they can kiss our ass. They'll be in my rearview mirror, and I'll be rolling down the road to my next gig or whatever the hell I'm doing. We'll talk to you later now. You keep on trucking. You keep those fires burning out there on the home front, because we ain't forgotten about you. We're out here working for the man, making that daily wage. But by God, if the UN armies come in, we're going to kick their ass all the way back to China. That, you can rest assured, good buddy. All right, 10-4. We'll catch you on the flip side. Over and out. Bye.
Kitty Cocktail Red, Serious Overtime. We'll try to get to another call or two. I do my best. Yeah, love that. A little bit of Black Oak, Arkansas there for Lincoln, who was calling from the Ozarks there. And we got 10 minutes left. We're going to bring on our Czech wizard, the Irish pirate. Make it good, Irish. I got 10 minutes now. So be concise, and I know you got a lot to say, but we're in serious overtime here, and you are live on the set. It's the Irish pirate. Welcome to the right. show. How are you doing tonight?
Welcome.
You're on, sir.
Yeah, man. Let's see. I have
we covered a lot of ground, man.
People... Yeah, and to me, the biggest threat of all are the information of things like elections and weather, and we went over the economy and the dollar and stuff like that last week, and people are still worried about who's going to steal it from you. And the answer is it's already stolen. I mean, if you
yeah.
don't think, yeah, I mean, you could, I mean, even when Trump was president, they were already, I learned this week, that Bill Gates has that that product he calls APEEL, A-P-E-E-L, that he was putting on even organic yeah. fruits and vegetables and stuff, and they were passing it. And that's been on since 1995. I mean, if anybody thinks that there's something going to happen, I think they're sadly mistaken. That, yeah, they're going to do other things because we let the other things get away. And so the biggest problem we have now is we don't realize how much trouble we're really in. The very air we mm-hmm. breathe is tainted by stuff we've been talking about over the past month or so. And so mm-hmm. the question is, it's not just how you're going to prepare for your future. Your future starts a long time ago, really. I mean, you mm-hmm. had to realize what was coming and what you were going to do about it. And there's still a lot of different things you can do about it. In other words, it's not everybody has to do the same thing. Me, for one,
yeah.
I don't think running away to Switzerland is going to make it any better, for example.
What?
I mean, especially not for me. Yeah, because mm-hmm. whatever's wrong here is still wrong in Switzerland. You know, maybe not
yeah.
the politics. But everything else, I mean, you're going to have an EU economy that's going to go under maybe even before ours. You're going to have
mm-hmm.
The same very issues with what you buy in stores and things like that over there that you do here. And so the biggest problem we have, we're now to the point where even Alex Jones is coming on and saying you're going to have to actually start calling your congressmen and your local officials to say we need to have the stuff that's wrong now stopped while we try to fix the rest of it, maybe even by replacing you. I mean,
mm-hmm.
it's now
right.
22. If you get rid of the guy, you're not going to be able to work with him. And yet if he does something
yeah.
right for you, that they let the problem happen in the first place. So we're really
right.
stuck. But the best thing
True.
We can possibly do is be aware of it. And that's the hardest thing I'm finding.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've been going into – every time I'm in grocery stores, I'm usually wearing something that – shall we say, appeals to people's sense of well-being politically,
mm-hmm.
such as
Good.
The media is the virus, is a shirt that I wore.
Yes, love that
today.
Stuff. Yeah.
And so on average, I'm getting 4 compliments every time I wear it when I'm in the typical grocery store.
Oh, good.
I mean, it's
good.
Amazing. Yeah. And I tell them, I wore this just for you because I was trying to get
nice.
Some sort of a picture as to how many people are honestly interested in what's going on. Because if you think, like
huh.
you've been talking about, if you think we're going to go back to quote-unquote normal after COVID, that was a test, and we failed it. And
yep.
with the economy, it's been the same thing, right? We were tested,
mm-hmm.
and we failed it. And medically, we tested, we failed it. We did not, in 2016 or 2020, notify the right people or get enough of a resistance going to say, how about we don't use machines that are known to be failures?
Yeah.
You know, just they're known to be failures. I don't want to participate in that kind of you know, that's not an election at that point. It's a selection. And so and for those that haven't been listening to the show lately, there were 2 counties now that actually have demanded the next election has paper ballots.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they're in downtown
right.
New York. yeah. but they are real counties that have decided that their elections are going to be done by paper and counted on paper by people.
As they should be.
And
right. I like that.
And well,
more of a democracy anyway.
People said that we can't do it. Yeah, that's in response to people said that we can't do it. Yeah, we have to do it this way now because the whole federal, you know, whatever is linked up. And it's like, well, if you think that's true, you're dumber than I thought because we don't vote federally for federal officials. We vote locally for federal officials. Yeah. So
right.
Anyway, yeah, that's just weird. So the biggest problem we have now is that what are we going to do? Because this was wrapped around us, you know, even as early as – you know, they set something in motion, for example, maybe you know, I've asked you the question before, when did the United States jump off the tracks? And some people think it was during the Obama regime. Some people think it was 1913. Some say it was 1878 when the government obviously incorporated itself. But I believe it was actually before the actual Constitution, they were already off the tracks. And the Constitution was written to try and hold that down, but it didn't. You know, there was
right.
a lot of cheating that happened almost instantaneously. Oh, and here's a good one. I learned this this week. We have a civil war, and everybody thinks in the civil war, the North punished the South for what they did. They all think that all these bad Southern criminals all got busted for, you know, fighting against – I got news for you. What happened to the – oh, man, there was a whole bunch of political prisoners taken from that war. For fighting against the North when they were captured. Guess what happened to most of those guys? They were pardoned by the North. They were pardoned. Think about it. Do you think that's going to happen now for like you know the people that are rotting in jail for not even firing a shot or doing anything illegal or immoral on January 6th, supporting the President of the United States? Yeah.
No, they locked them up and threw away the key.
Like,
that's right.
It's,
no pardon for them.
Like the Civil War.
That's right.
It's definitely not going to be like
be
this
worse.
War. And what's so funny is if NATO joins something that's happening between Ukraine and Russia, that's technically not a war. I mean, even both sides of that are not calling it a war. Russia's calling it some sort of a – remember when Obama went flying into, I think it was Afghanistan or someplace, and he called it a police action.
Yeah,
I mean, he refused to go to work because then he'd need Congress's approval and all. None of that goes on anymore, not even in Russia.
God,
none of that.
So true. I know.
They want us to be part of something that we can't even possibly be legally part of, let alone, I mean, you could support it, I guess.
Go, whichever side you're on.
It's not going to make a snowball difference in health. You're still going to melt. And they're fighting over, I don't know what. And the closest thing we've ever called it is a made-for-television event. You know, just trying to, like, it's like watching a
reality TV show
match with nukes. A WWE
when Putin strikes America, they'll make money off it. It'll be a reality TV show, exactly. Before we're all blown to smithereens,
he's going to go to Vegas and expect to make money on his bet that he supposedly made.
Against people. That's what I meant.
The nukes are going to hit.
The cell phone crowd will then pull out their cell phones and take selfies of the atomic bomb blast in the desert. Yeah.
Hey, I just got nuked. It's my selfie.
Telling you, they will. Twitter will be melting, and they'll still be trying to upload videos, collecting their last bet in Vegas, doing the selfie with the Chinese tanks and the atom bombs.
And of
course, that's America
in
2023.
And when they do that, the first thing they're going to say is, I win. They're going to say, I bet everybody that I would get the best selfie ever. I bet everybody, you know, I said I was going to go down to Vegas to make this big bet and make it pay off. I knew it was going to happen. I win. And
when they're vaporized. Right, exactly. Woo. Or the guy that lunges.
That's crazy.
He knows the nukes are coming. He lunges at the Vegas casino board to steal the chips from the table. And he grabs the last chip when all of Vegas goes up in smoke. Can you imagine? That's America.
I mean, Vegas is going to be turning a little bit more red, I guess, just before they get nuked. I mean, that's the way that's going to work. I got to go there because it's more conservative. I got to run over to South Dakota because people are living in missile silos. It's like, okay, you're going to survive it, but you won't have any food. You're going to survive it, but there won't be any. Forget it. You're just going to be stepping out of your silo into nothing. You're going to start all over with what you took with you. And then, believe me, those silos aren't that big. I mean, they recruited me. I actually looked at it. I didn't go up there, but I talked to the people about it and stuff like that. It's like, you're really planning on doing that? How does this work? And the number one thing I found that was really scammy, it was a 99-year lease, just like if you own land in Irvine, California right now.
Still a long time, though. I know. It's almost 100 years. That's a long time.
It is, but you won't be able to, for example, leave it to your posterity. You know, even if you survive the thing, you say,
true.
I'll be able to leave it to somebody. No, you won't. They're just going to take it back. Or whoever thinks they own the Irvine company or wherever. And the same thing's true if you get a place down in Mexico. They do the same thing to Americans.
It's called Robo. Robo is ripoff. Yeah. It's the national pastime of Mexico. They'll let you buy it. They'll take your $100,000. Sure, they'll take it, but they'll let you live there for about 2 or 3 years. When they know you go back for vacation to San Diego or Phoenix, that's when they move in. They'll break the lock. They'll rip you off, and they'll move in a new family, and they'll resell it under your nose. It's happened time and time again. So a guy, he said, I bought this condo, and I gave you $150,000. Doesn't matter. It's in Mexico. It's called, they laugh at you. It's a ripoff country. It's a cartel country. I mean, what more do you want to know, man? I'm going, you're giving money to the cartels who buy those apartment complexes and condos. Yes, they'll take your money. It's all a front. All a front.
Well, here they do the same thing. They just do it in a different way. First of all, instead of calling it land, they might call it property, which you need to look up the definition of that. That's not pretty. Or worse yet, real estate. And when you get that deed, go ahead and look anywhere on that document that shows you're an owner. I'm looking for a word owner. There's none. It calls you a custodian. I mean, you don't think you've been taken now. In whatever home you own now, you've got a problem. Because you're only a custodian.
Yeah.
Until you get a lodial title to that, which is different everywhere, I can't say, hey, everybody just do this. No, you're going to have to really want to keep your own land. Assuming that your government is going to back you up. But either way, it's nice to have extra teeth in the way that you do things. And I've known people that don't have Social Security numbers. They were already out of the system. I've worked with them, a couple of them. One of them was in Vegas, ironically. He was working in a casino. He didn't have a Social Security number. I won't mention his name or anything because I want to keep him clandestine, but I'm just going to say, wow, I knew who I met the guy. I talked like, it's really cool that you're doing what you're doing because you're doing it because you have a certain amount of knowledge and you want to act on it. It's one thing if you don't care. That's great. If you really don't care, go grab your six pack and, go back to your chair. Somebody's going to be knocking on your door real soon asking for a little bit more than you're willing to give. That's going to be your problem later. In the meantime, lots of us are trying to go short on the dollar, trying to go short on government, trying to do as much as we can for ourselves. I know of people that are trying to get a hold of things like, freeze dryers, right? They realize now your food may have to stretch a little longer, make a little more for yourself. I've always wondered about how long will it take considering the New World Order doesn't do a very good job of management. They'd like to call themselves your leaders, but they can't even lead themselves. And so the weird thing is, really, how long can they keep up a systemic on the world's people? I know that in Vietnam, the guy that was in charge of dropping things from the skies, including poisoning people from the sky, now works for Bill Gates. Can't remember his name, but I'll get it to you. Yeah. So he's now still working for Bill Gates. Who knows what he's up to? I don't even want to speculate. Mm-hmm. All I know is it's up to no good. We know, like I said, just APEAL. We've been talking about this conversation. That was 1995. That wasn't last month. That last
yeah.
week was when they started reporting on it. And the reason they started reporting on it is he was trying to sell it to China. He was trying to sell the, you know, the how to make it and produce it, and they were going to bring it back over here because he wanted to go above board with it. That's the only reason
mm-hmm.
it's being reported on now. It was being all done here, and you know he's not happy with that. He can't make it fast enough. He can't control the whole thing,
mm-hmm.
whatever it might be.
I know.
And so this is the kind of thing that scares me. Is I realize now, regardless of what I think, I know I'm way behind. I'm willing
exactly.
to take that.
Well, you're honest.
It's like, yeah, I thought
you're honest about
I
it.
I thought I was doing decent research and all that. I probably was. I was way ahead of a lot of people, but it's not enough. And if you think you've prepped, it's not enough. And you think you're ready for whatever might come down the pike, I'm sorry, but we don't know what's coming, and it's not enough. So you just have to be
that's right.
as ready as you can possibly be. With whatever skills you have. The nice thing is, if a bunch of people are going to die, for example, or get crippled, your skills are going to become far more valuable in a real hurry. You know, maybe you
oh,
should
yeah.
consider the fact that maybe the last thing you need to do is to acquire more skills, unless you really think those skills are the ones you're going to use. You should
mm-hmm.
be better at what you kind of know how to do already. I know I lived on a ranch when I was young, and I wasn't interested in it much. I really wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that I can help people that do that stuff. I know that I can do
right.
things for them. For example, you know, because if you're running a ranch, you're going to need occasionally
got
help,
2 minutes, sir.
Branding the herd.
Mm-hmm.
Branding the herd.
Right.
You're going to need a little bit of help. For example, accountants aren't going to be that available. You know, you might be able to help people with stuff. You know, if you're really good at math, they might need that. The larger ones are still going to try to use homemade or, you know, in-house computers that never see the light of the internet. There's
mm-hmm.
a lot of people out there using your computers that you and I would consider to be dinosaurs, but it's saving their bacon.
Right.
You know, who knows how far ago that technology is that some people are using to be able to save your bacon tomorrow. And that, I find
mm-hmm.
that fascinating. And that's, to me, that's what I look forward to. Because I can't imagine, this is a great one-liner I heard this week. I can't imagine more technology fixing what technology screwed up for us, you know, in the last 20 years. So we're just going to make more things like cell phones.
That's true.
And, yeah, we're going to drop junk out of the sky. All this other stuff. Is like, oh, we'll fix that with more technology. We're going to put chips
right.
in your brain. We're going to do all this stuff. And you can just trust the technology. And the answer is no, I'm not.
No, I'm not. Irish, thanks so much, man. We'll talk again soon, my good friend. You know it.
Indeed. Working
have
on
a wonderful
it.
Night.
Keeping it up.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You know it. Thanks, sir. You bet. Irish Pirate, folks. Well, we could talk for hours, and always fun to talk to Irish. Look, so we are in overtime tonight, but that's okay. That's why we're here. The prophets of our past. I am researching and actually interviewing some people up in northern Arizona and even some tribal connected people to write down these Hopi prophecies as the prophets of our past for the show. And much I already know myself. It would be respectfully done, as they do not like these things to be necessarily broadcast. But I told them up there in northern Arizona that we need to know, just as a warning to all. Either way, it would make for a great radio show. Earlier in the show, in the monologue, I discussed the high-level Russian Federation, their politicians and generals, being raised to their underground bunkers in the Ural Mountains tonight. Numerous Russian military executive jets traveling from Moscow to their underground bunker command and control area. Folks, pray for a peaceful world. Anything can happen at any time. Be prepared. Be ready. As I sign off from Valhalla Studios in Arizona, I bid you all a safe journey through this world and the next, and good night. We shall return.